Despite international condemnations, the ISIL Takfiri terrorists remained busy eliminating minorities, starting with the Christians a month ago and now with the Yazidi Kurds. Thousands of Yazidi Kurds have already been killed and thousands more fled their homes once ISIL entered Sinjar. Still, thousands of others are still trapped with no food or water in the area with 50 degrees Celsius temperature. The UN called for an immediate aid to those trapped in the mountainous track, and the US dropped aid package to the besieged minorities. On Tuesday, a helicopter on rescue mission crashed with 20 people on board, causing the death of the pilot, while others, including an Azadi parliament member, Vian Dakhil, sustained injuries.
Yazidi Kurds are facing a real humanitarian disaster. They are displaced completely from their cities, and we've been informed that some 600 female Yazidi Kurds are being held captive by the ISIL. More than 500 children are dead. The international community must react towards this tragedy.
The ISIL terrorists have reportedly taken the female captives to an unknown location after killing their close relatives. Some reports, however, say they are being kept in a prison in Nineveh and used as sex slaves by militants.
Despite what was provided to the Yazidi Kurds, it's still not enough. The steps are slow from the international community. The damage is great. Minorities are in danger in Iraq. Their lands were sabotaged. Their women were raped, killed, and displaced.
Yazidi Kurds are subjected to genocides, for they have a different culture than ISIL, as if it is always the ISIL way or the highway. It seems that the ISIL terrorists insist on committing genocides against minorities, with the Yazidi Kurds being targeted severely. Now it is the time for the international community to take a firm stand and to stop ISIL from unleashing bloodshed. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.